Episode 22.
Women walk out of there with new connections and education, and they're just pumped up to go and make a difference in the industry.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. I'd like to introduce Amy Matinant, the president of the Car Care Council Women's Board. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hello, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to On Point, your weekly podcast that concentrates on a single focused topic with a guest that gets into the details with me. But first, let me tell you about our survey, really important to me. On the sidebar on our site, remarkableresults.biz, there is a survey to help me understand you, our listener. So the next time you're on the site, spend about 2.5 minutes with about 10 quick questions. I'm getting great information and feedback, and I really appreciate everyone who's already obliged. Now, Amy Matinant, the current president of the Car Care Council Women's Board, goes on point to discuss the organization she leads. When you think about the number of women who make up the majority of customers and decision makers at service centers, the role of the Women's Board is very important to the industry. Amy outlines the council's value and role in the aftermarket, including the benefit that their meetings provide to the companies that send their women leaders to participate. The Women's Board awards annual scholarships to female students studying to enter the auto care industry, and Amy talks about the need for additional sponsors to support their current and future scholarship program and goals. The group's membership comes from every corner of the aftermarket, from distribution, manufacturing, technicians, associations, shop owners, tire companies, tool companies, from suits to hands-on women. One of their biannual conferences is coming up August 13th through 14th, 2015, in Denver, and it gives the membership a chance to network and attend top seminars. The Women's Board also has mentoring programs that range from peer-to-peer, newbie to veteran, and veteran group conference call programs. Listen, as Amy talks about the recognitions given each year for the Woman of the Year Award, the Top Shop Owner, and the Woman of Excellence. They are key awards to recognize the members and their company's contribution to the industry. There's a lot to learn from Amy Matinant and the Women's Board. Hey, let's go on point. Here we go. Amy, what is the most important program with the Women's Board that is having the most impact on the industry?
The Women's Board doesn't really have a program. It's an association, and it's comprised of auto care professionals who are dedicated to providing opportunities, education, and career leadership to women in the auto care industry. And then we have various ways that we do it. So we have a lot of networking, and we have two leadership conferences every year in the summer and in the winter. So women can come, and we bring in fabulous speakers, and they can have professional and personal development. And then they're also making connections. So these are women who are technicians, shop owners. They work for wholesale companies, distribution, tool companies, tire companies, associations, the whole gamut. And so we have a lot of suits, and we have a lot of hands-on women. So, but we're all in the same industry. And the beauty for us women is most of us live in a bubble where we're like the token girl in our company, but we get to come together with the other auto girls 3 times a year, 2 conferences, and then we meet. We have a big reception at Apex every year.
You have a conference coming up in August, yes?
We do. It's going to be in Denver, Colorado. And it's going to be August 13th and 14th. And we have high-level education systems and speakers that are in the top of their fields. And it's a chance for women to network with VIP women from across the industry. It's just such an awesome conference. Women walk out of there with new connections and education, and they're just pumped up to go and make a difference in the industry.
So as an association, give me an example of how the efforts of the Women's Board has provided opportunities, education, and or career development to the aftermarket woman.
We have a really awesome mentoring program. So we And we have three different styles. So we have peer-to-peer, and then we have the, the newer, a woman who's just kind of coming into the field, and a veteran.
Okay.
And then we have a couple of veterans who are so awesome that they do groups. And so once a month they do, they put together a, an online group thing where they bring in speakers and they're educating these girls. And so having a mentor is a fabulous thing, and it can really accelerate your growth. We also have, we do scholarships. Last year we gave away $24,000 to six young women who are going to school in the industry. And we have a coaching program. So then as our girls are going through school, they're already making connections with women who are in the industry. So they get their questions answered. They've got a support system. It's a beautiful thing.
How are you funding the scholarships? What are you doing for fundraising?
We have sponsors. So if there was a company out there that wanted to sponsor the Women's Board, and if you went to our website, which is carcare.org/womensboard, there's a sponsorship program, and the opportunities that we're giving companies are of high value. And we also have a silent auction every year at one of our conferences where we raise a lot of money. And then at our Women's Board reception at Apex, we also collect a lot of money.
How are suppliers, both warehouse distributors, jobbers, and manufacturers, working with the Women's Board of the Car Care Council?
I don't know if necessarily it's working. They send their, I call her their superstar, their female superstars to our conferences. And, business happens inside a meeting like that, because there's a lot of shop owners. I've actually changed using various parts by meeting different part distributors out there and hearing about the passion and the expertise that they have in their business. I've actually gone to their companies and toured their factories. I mean, it's all about connections. And we help spotlight what women are doing in the industry. We give away three awards every year. We have our top shop owner, female shop owner of the year. We have a woman of excellence, which is a woman kind of growing up in the industry who's doing really cool things. And then we have the woman of the year, a woman who's had a really successful career. And then and all their companies then get spotlighted with these women as we celebrate their careers. So there's a lot of really cool things. Another thing that we do is we're connected with the Car Care Council. So the Car Care Council is the Be Car Care Aware campaigns. They created the little booklet that we all give to our customers. And we're kind of like their advisors. So every time that they come out with something new, they take it to us and they say, so will you guys look at this and see if it's written in a way that a female consumer can understand? Because if a female consumer can understand this article on car care, then everybody's going to understand. And it's such a win-win for all of us shop owners, because those articles are a way that can help you communicate to your customer why shocks are important. The article's already written. You should be going to the Car Care Council to see, the articles that have already been made. Don't reinvent the wheel. Just take their articles and utilize them. So we help them a lot with that.
As the current president, what's on the next frontier for your organization?
Right now, we're at a place where we're just expanding. We have all the systems and strategies in place now. We have a fabulous mentoring program. Our goal is to be able to give away $100,000 in scholarships. So we need more sponsors. We want more women to know about this opportunity to come and, get educated and network with other women. So I think right now we're at a place where we have a really strong foundation and we're ready to expand.
How are you networking? What are you doing to reach out?
We're on social media. So we've got Facebook, Pinterest. Women like pictures, so we're all over Pinterest. We tweet. We have a newsletter that we do. Last year at Apex, we spent a lot of time marketing our reception, and the amount of people that came to our reception doubled than the year before. So that was really exciting. We've now have three women, I think four different publications women are sending, you know, are now associates of the Women's Board. So we're getting more write-ups in various publications, which is always a great thing. So really, now that we have such a strong foundation, we need to market the Women's Board to help us expand.
Amy, do you have anyone at the street finding new members, or are you relying on word of mouth?
I think that the women that are a part of the Women's Board, so the Women Board Associates, are so passionate about this group that they're, you know, and we all go to industry events. Right now, there's probably about 8 or 9 women down in Vegas right now. Napa's doing a big event.
Yep.
So, there was a bunch of women at Mechanica.
Mm-hmm.
So we all, you know, this is our industry. So we go to all the events, and as we go, we meet more women and we say, hey, do you know about the Women's Board? You should come and check us out. And we've created really good publications that they can take back, because it's real easy for a shop owner to come because they're paying it for themselves, their own business. But somebody who's in corporate, they've got to go back and they got to sell it to their corporation of what's in it for me to send you to this this conference, or, you know, to one of your groups.
What's the size of the membership right now?
Right now we're about 125 active members.
So what else do we need to know about the Women's Board, and how easy is it to get involved?
It's very easy to get involved, and I would encourage any business that has a superstar female in their business to sign them up for the Women's Board, because it's like sending them to school. And they're going to be networking with the leaders, the female leaders in this industry. And they're just going to learn so much. And for the women leaders out there, it's a place to come to hang out with your peers that you just don't get to do that because you're in your own little bubble. And then it's also a way to give back to the next generation of women coming in. And for all those youngins who are just starting in, you know, our industry, I love our industry, and it's just so much fun to find other women who love it as much as I do. And we're moving and shaking. And I think that women have a lot to give to this industry and help this industry. We kind of give it, you know, we come at it from another angle, and people need to recognize how much value women bring to the table, and that it benefits everyone to support the Women's Board of the Car Care Council.
Amy Matinant, the president of the Car Care Council Women's Board, thank you for going on point with remarkable results.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you again, Amy. You may recognize Amy's voice. She was the featured guest on episode 13 and owns Auto Craftsman in Montpelier, Vermont. And on top of that huge responsibility, she's on the speaking circuit and a marketing consultant. As the Women's Board president, she is able to combine her two passions, educating the public, especially women, about car care so they can make informed decisions, and educating young women about the many career opportunities available in the auto care industry. We have a link to the Women's Board on the Remarkable Results website. Check out the links button to find important aftermarket links, including the Car Care Council's Women's Board. And don't forget, hey, let me know who you'd like to hear interviewed on the show. Either send me an email, carm@remarkableresults.biz, or click the guest opportunity button on the sidebar. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.